In the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, today is a day of emotions so powerful you can smell them. Like a bouquet of spices in a Middle Eastern bazaar. Easter, the nerve center of the Christian faith. The biggest day in world history. The day that death died. The shape of the church's creed blended together with the rhythm of the season so that Christ bursting from the tomb is echoed in the myriad of budding flowers and blossoming trees. Truth, beauty, goodness. Today they have the upper hand. Through crucifixion tears, we sense a hint of resurrection glory. We ask, can it be true? And of all the feelings and passions of Easter, I want to focus our hearts and minds on just two. Two emotions that embody the energy of today. I want to take you back to that distant Sunday morning, the first day of the week when the dew lay heavy, the sun was still warming up, the birds were shaking sleep away with the thrill of the dawn, and all of creation breathed in with a sense of anticipation. Two people rose early, their sandaled feet covered in dust and strained by running. They went to the tomb and met there an angel who broke open their world saying, "He is not here. He is risen." Now, what would you do in a moment like that? And what would you feel? Our gospel reading for today tells us what the first visitors did and what they felt. They ran, Matthew says in verse 8. They ran with fear and great joy. With fear and great joy. And we could see them running with fear, with anxious, panting breaths of fear. And with swelling joy, with outstretched hands and billowing cloaks and squealing yelps of joy. Fear and great joy. At the heart of the resurrection and at the heart of the Bible. Fear of judgment. Adam and Eve banished from the garden. Cain discovered to be a murderer. David exposed as a scheming adulterer. Israel thrown into exile as a result of its sin. Fear of holiness, of the God Moses met in the burning bush amidst fire and lightning and smoldering cloud. Fear of the coming day of the Lord, the day when God will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth. Terrible fear. And yet also great joy. After months on a ship after the great flood, Noah sends out the doves and it returns with an olive branch. After the shame of the Tower of Babel, God calls Abraham to be the father of a nation. As the Ark of the Covenant is brought into Jerusalem, David dances before the Lord with joy. As Ezra reads the books of the law to the returning exiles, they weep with joy. As Elizabeth greets Mary, the mother of Jesus, she feels the babe within her leap for joy. And the father of the prodigal son, bursting with joy to see his wayward son come home. Great, great joy. Fear and great joy. At the heart of the resurrection and at the heart of the experience of faith today. Fear that some new discovery will discredit the historic faith of the church. Archaeologists find Jesus' laptop, screams one headline. Jesus was at the center of a shady import-export business, offering loaves and fish in return for frankincense and myrrh, alleges another. Prayer is a bogus reaction traceable to lack of oxygen in a womb, says a third. Fear that the fabric of the society that has shaped the gospel will come apart. That marriage and family life are disintegrating. The major denominations are mired in self-doubt. That other faiths and new technologies will dismantle any sense of certainty we may still have. Fear that we're just not good enough to be a Christian. That Jesus calls us to peace when we know our own violence. That Jesus calls us to generosity when we know our own selfishness. That Jesus calls us to the way of the cross and we know we're terrified to die. Horrifying fear. And yet also great joy. Joy when you discover that love isn't just a slushy word or a passing feeling, but it became flesh in Jesus Christ. Joy when after years of living under the burden of guilt and self-hatred for something you've done, you finally hear the words that you're forgiven and you know it's true. Joy when all your anger and frustration and despair about suffering and cruelty and hatred in the world is transcended and you hear a voice saying, this is what you're supposed to do, and you realize it's your vocation. You have a part to play in God's story after all. Joy when you're going through a hard time and someone from your church leaves a card or brings some food or gives you a look which says, I don't know you very well, but we're both a part of the body of Christ and so I'm here for you. Joy when you meet a person very different from you, a person whose face or manner or language you may find a little alarming, but in whom you've come to discover you've met Christ. Joy when a person says to you, I don't know if it's something you've said or just some of this stuff with you, but I've come to believe in Jesus and my life has been transformed. Joy. Fabulous joy. Fear and great joy. At the heart of the resurrection and at the extremes of our hearts today. So much to fear, so many reasons to be afraid. Fear for ourselves that we'll experience some crushing disappointment, that our faith will turn to dust, that our hopes will be illusion, and that our critical friends will be proved correct. Fear for those that we love. Fear that no matter how much we love and no matter how much we care, we will still have to face that awful moment of parting, of letting go, of aching loss and separation. Fear that we can't protect our loved ones from the horror of death. And fear about issues that are way beyond our control. From the terrorism and war that destroys countries, to the addictions and diseases that destroy lives, to the greed and plunder that are destroying our earth. So much to fear. And yet also great joy. Great joy. Joy of a lamb finding its rickety feet in a meadow. Joy of a baby discovering how to swallow. Joy of the song when we have the words and God has the tune. Joy of the harvest when all is fresh and mellow. The joy of friendship of those we've known and loved through thick and thin. The joy of forgiveness when bitterness and failure do not get the last word. The joy of creation when we hear the birds chirp on a spring morning. The joy of being part of a team when you believe in what you're doing and where you're going. The joy of a magnificent choral performance about to break into a thrilling crescendo. The joy of a craftsman perfecting his wood. The joy of today is feeling all our love and all the love for us that is in this world, and then realizing that all of that intensity, that love, is just a keyhole. We look through, and beyond is a shimmering garden of delight. Just a keyhole. And we look together on God's garden, restored and glorious. Great joy. Great, great joy. So here we are. It's Easter. And so we too are at the moment when the angel's words break open our lives, and we, like those two Marys, start to run with fear and great joy. Fear and joy, the two poles, the two extremes of our human response to the awesome intimacy of God. Fear and joy run with us throughout our lives together as constant reminders of the cost and the promise of following Jesus. Fear and joy at the center of our longings and at the heart of our desire. But there's a secret. And it's a secret we only glimpse at in this life. It's a secret that was revealed to those first two early risers on that first day of the week, while all creation breathed in with the aroma of anticipation. It is the secret of Easter. It's a secret that is the climax of our gospel, a secret of the mystery of fear and joy. And that secret is this. Today, on this day, on Easter, the joy wins. The joy has won, and nothing can ever take that victory away. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.